أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته سورة 46 آية 15 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم And we have enjoined upon man to his parents good treatment. His mother carried him with hardship and gave birth to him with hardship, and his gestures and weaning is 30 months, grows until he reaches the age of maturity, and reaches the age of 40 years. He says, My Lord, enable me to be grateful for your favor, which you have bestowed upon me and upon my parents, and to work righteousness of which you will approve, and make righteous for me my offsprings. Indeed, I have repented to you, I am of the Muslims. There are a few ayats in the Quran that direct towards the good treatment towards parents. Here in this ayat, we can clearly see the good treatment towards the mother. As she raises the child, nurses the child, and raises them when from infant, even before infancy, she bears the child and has to give birth to child, which is excruciating pain. The good treatment to parents doesn't just stop there. Of course, until the age of 40 and of maturity, the parents raise and take care of that child and try to nurture them as much as possible. Even to the kindness of one's father, there are rights towards both the parents in Islam. In the next ayat in this surah, we can see the reward for being kind to one's parents. In Surah 46, Ayat 16, those are the ones from whom we will accept the best of what they did and overlook their misdeeds, their being among the companions of paradise. That is the promise of truth which they had been promised. Disobedience to one's parents is the sixth greatest sin, according to Ayatollah Dastagheb. In a beautiful hadith from the commander of the faithful, alayhi salam, has said, goodness towards one's parent is the greatest obligatory act. And the last hadith by Imam Ridha alayhi salam, to do good to one's parents is obligatory, even if they are of the polytheist. However, they should not be obeyed in acts that go against the commands of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the kindness towards our parents in our hearts forever, as they were the ones that raised us when we were small. Wa akiru dawana. And Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.